Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
All right, welcome back, family. It is time for us to get into a new segment that I'd like us to introduce here. This is where we usually share our favorite Bible characters, but today we're doing it a little bit different. I want us to talk about what I know for sure. What I know for sure. So we often go through seasons in aspects of our lives, including the spiritual aspect, right? We have questions, frustrations, doubts, disappointments, all that stuff that we experience in our walk with God. But the silver lining is that for most of those experiences, God always comes through with clarity at His own perfect time. And so that's what the segment is all about, sharing what we now know for sure that maybe we didn't know back then that might have caused that frustration, that might have caused that that discomfort, that uncertainty. But now we know for sure God, through His Word and through the Holy Spirit, has cleared things up for us now. And so joining us in our first What I Know For Sure segment about what He knows for sure is a friend of the show, Tapio Mushoshi. How are you doing?
I am good. I'm a friend of the show. I feel honored.
Yes, absolutely. All right. So thanks for joining us again today. We're talking about what I know for sure.
Right.
Go for it. What do you know for sure?
So what I know for sure is that I know nothing for sure.
It's a good place to start.
That's
good
a great place to start, right? So you're talking about like certainty and all that stuff. I think I've found myself being certain that there's some uncertain things. I don't know whether I'm sounding deep or dumb.
Okay.
In the sense that, you know, growing up, you read all these like Bible stories of miracles and all these amazing things that happen.
Yep.
And you're like, man, God comes through exactly when we expected, the exact way that we wanted. Like when someone was sick, they got better in the Bible. Or when someone was dead, they rose from the dead, blah, 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 blah. So I had this certainty that God was going to answer the way that I wanted it to answer growing up. But that certainty, rather, is now more a certainty with uncertainty. In the sense that God is not always going to come through that way.
Certainty with uncertainty.
Yes. And it's okay. It's not like, we always have like this kind of like ATM mentality with God. Mm-hmm. You do something, you expect something, you punch in the right code, you say the right words, something is going to come back. And it's not always that. And you have to be certain that God is God.
Mm-hmm.
And that even though the things that you expect to go one way might not go that way, mm-hmm. the certainty that you need to have, or the certainty, I guess, that I do have now, is that God is still God within all of that chaos.
I like that. And that makes sense. I've experienced that specifically with tithing.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Yes.
Return your tithe. See if I will not open the floodgates.
Floodgates.
I said, let me say, where do I sign? How can I give you 12%?
Listen, I'll give you 12. Yeah. Can I tell you something actually about the whole tithing thing?
Yeah.
I had the best, worst thing happen. So I was studying at a boarding school for a little bit, mm-hmm. and my cousin, I'll say his name. He's a pastor anyway. He's fine. Tatenda Machamira. So I remember we're speaking about the whole tithing and all that stuff. Right. And I was like, yeah, but I'm not working, you know, I'm just getting allowance.
Yeah. It's not, so 10%
it's not temporary, you know, my parents already took care of miss you. God, like the way God works, it's not like you're just giving, you know, so if you give, tithe, and this was him having the faith of a mustard seed or two. Cause he's like, mm-hmm. I promise you, if you tithe, uh-huh. and nothing happens, God doesn't bless you, I will give you that money back, cash. And this was like at a time where there was a bit of inflation. He was like, with inflation, we'll sum it up in the tuck shop, see how much you can get, and I'll give you that.
Tatenda, if you're listening, please get in touch.
Listen.
I'm looking for that kind of a deal now.
I have never given tithe so quickly. I was like, oh, bet. This is the tender paying tithe. So I paid the tithe, right? And I promise you, that week my parents came and visited and they had money, right? Okay. So in my mind now, I was like, Oh, okay. You give back, right?
Okay.
Next time, gave tithe. The tender hadn't said anything, I guess. Because nothing happened in terms of monetary things. I was like, all right, Lord, you know, you kind of missed a month. Let me give it another one. 2-3 months.
Okay, okay. I know what God is trying to do. He wants to give me double next month.
He knows I'm going to need more next time.
Okay.
I promise you, it took me like 3 months to realize like, okay, it doesn't work like that.
Yeah, that's not the contract.
And I guess with like that whole, you know, story, it's funny and all, but it's literally that whole certainty that I had that I now am not certain of. Like, I don't know how he's gonna bless me, but I'm still certain that he is God through it all.
I like that. I like that, and for sure that's something that I think in any experience, any Christian who has experienced God for any length of time has experienced it in some kind of way. That kind of disappointment where you thought for sure, I have so many of those, where I thought, no, for sure, the Bible says, I know the plans I have for you.
He knows.
And I took that and I translated it in my own way that, oh, you mean you're going to prosper me here
that's
in
the plan.
This way, in this thing that I'm trying to do. And then when that thing falls apart, I'm like, okay.
Where was the plan? You didn't have a plan. Like, you get so mad too.
Exactly. But I came across this. I just, as you were talking about this, I pulled it up. I had to take a screenshot. It didn't bring me any peace, but I got it. I understood what it meant. So this person says, in the Gospels, Jesus is asked 187 questions. He answers maybe 8 of them. He himself asks 307. Right. Maybe faith isn't about certainty, but learning to ask and sit in the complexity of good questions. I said, oh,
okay, that's a word right there.
I said, I don't know what that means, but it means something.
It means something, right?
And it speaks to me because there's something about the uncertainty. But knowing that even within that uncertainty, there is a God who is himself certain. So when you look at a situation where we're driving somewhere, I'm going to use, I don't know why I always use GPS as an example, but it's taking me through a route that I don't know, but I've learned to trust it because maybe there's traffic this way or something that I'm trying to avoid this way. So I'm just going to trust the GPS, even though I don't know this route. I don't know this way that it's taking me through, but it's telling me that this is the faster way. So I'm just going to trust that. And in the same way, when it comes to our relationship with God, it's so important to be able to say, I don't get it. I don't know what's happening. I returned my tithe and now I am broke.
Right.
And I have, you know, debts. I have bills. I have things to do. Or I have prayed over the sick relative of mine and they still died.
Right,
I had faith.
Right.
We fasted. We did all the things. We checked all the boxes. We did everything that the Bible said to do. And the outcome was still
not the way.
The
you wanted
outcome
it.
Was what it would have been if we had never even tried.
Right. Right.
And that's painful to think. So if I hadn't prayed, if I hadn't invested so much of my faith into this was still going to be the result. So what was the point of all of that?
Right. And you know, funny story about the GPS. I always have like weird stories. There was a time when I was driving home and the GPS was taking, like, I knew the route home, route, I don't know. I knew the way home, but I always just put GPS just, you know.
Yeah.
And the GPS was taking me like a long way around. And I was like, no, I know for a fact that the way that I know is a lot, it's straight.
Yeah.
And apparently in math, they say the shortest distance is a straight line.
Right.
So I know the straight way.
And also men don't like to take directions.
And listen, I'm telling you, I shut that GPS off so quick. I was like, absolutely not. This is like a 5-minute trip, but it's taking me like a 10-minute way.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely not. Driving. Get to like the street right before my house and there's like a police block. Like apparently there was like some shooting or whatever. It was like, it was quite hectic, but they were literally not letting anyone through. And at times we might like feel like we know, you know, what the outcome should be and stuff like that.
We've done this before.
We've done this gone before, that way before. You know, I've paid my my tithe before. You know, I've walked that.
And this is what happened.
This is what happened. But now there is a different outcome, and then we get upset at the outcome. But sometimes it's more just like a sin thing. You know, sin could just be like things happen, like with the whole death and all that stuff. Yeah. God can stop it, and he has omnipotent power. I'm hoping I'm using that word correct and all that stuff. And he can stop it, but just because he can and he doesn't mean that he's done something to make that thing happen. Like I said, it's just like a sin thing. I don't know if I'm making sense there.
But the thing with that, my problem with that is, if I'm understanding you correctly, you're talking about the things that God more so allows rather than causes.
Right.
But I'm pretty sure that I've seen a verse where he says that he causes all things to happen. And I said, do you want us to defend you or not?
You say this and then you say this. Because this happened.
For me, I've just had to kind of accept that I don't get it. And sometimes it feels like, it feels almost like it's not denial, but along that street, along that denial, where it's like, I don't feel like thinking too hard about it. And so when I don't get it, I just say, the Lord's ways are higher than my ways. I don't get it. I don't have to get it. I'm not God.
Right.
So he operates on a different wavelength than I do. I could never get it, even if I tried. Even if he tried to explain it to me, I probably wouldn't get it. So I just dismiss it.
Right.
But maybe I can say that maybe I haven't suffered the kind of tragedy that maybe someone else is facing who's like, no, I would actually really like an explanation.
Right.
Someone is probably thinking, no, for me, I'm done with the uncertainty. I don't like the uncertainty.
Right. But I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say I'm a use you and me, right?
Okay.
We're friends.
Mm-hmm.
I hope so. And excuse me. And I need, let's say, $1,000, right?
Absolutely not. But
well, let's say you've been blessed enough to have to have a million, just sitting there. And then I come to you, and I'm like, hey, can I have, you know, the $1,000? You said absolutely not. And then I get angry. And if I was to cancel our friendship then because you said no,
okay,
would I be considered a true friend to you?
I hear you.
You get where I'm going, like with God. Yeah. Sometimes just because he can and doesn't mean that should affect the relationship.
Got it.
So yeah. So that's kind of where I go with it.
Okay, that's interesting. Yeah, when we're talking on human terms, it's very easy to be like, even if I have it, I don't owe you that.
Right.
If I choose to give it to you, lend it to you, whatever, that's just, well, that was good luck for you.
Right.
But it's not like something I owe you.
Exactly. And if I was to get upset at you and be like, oh, I'm no longer your friend, you'd be like, okay.
Entitlement.
Right. Exactly. So sometimes like I like that word entitled, and I'm saying it right now on the radio, even though I myself get mad entitled as well with God. I'm not even going to lie.
That's true.
I'm not even going to lie.
I think we all do.
So there is that entitlement that we do unfortunately.
No, but it's because he said floodgates.
We're waiting for the floodgates, right?
So as far as I'm, for me, it's like if I'm claiming. So one of my big disappointments, I don't want to say what it was because it was so trivial now. It was so silly, but so I'm not going to say what it was. But my thing was, I felt like I had done what the Bible said, just believe and, you know, pray about it and believe it. So for me, it felt like, I wasn't being entitled. You said I should come to you.
Right. I should do A,
you
B, and C.
You said I should pray about it. Mm-hmm. I should believe. Mm-hmm. And when I pray about it, just believe you've already received it. I did what you said. I was minding my business.
Right.
And your word came to me and said A, B, C. So it kind of, that's how it felt for me. Mm. Like, no, God said one thing And he didn't come through for me the way I expected him to based on what his word said. But still picking up on what you have been talking about, the uncertainty, I've learned that I was 18 years old at the time, so I had much to learn. But now I have learned that just because you understand something in a certain way doesn't mean that that's the way that it is.
Right.
So I've learned that there are many things that I think I know about the word of God. There are many verses which are so easy to take out of context that at the end of the day, you come and you're throwing a tantrum because God didn't do what he said he was going to do. But in his love, in his grace, he's just like, they're there.
and also like there's certain things that he says meaning something. And like you said, we take it and interpret it as another thing.
Yeah.
I think of Joseph, one of my favorite characters, who all he knew, he was like, oh, I'm going to be a leader. I'm going to be, you know.
Yes.
He didn't know about, okay, you're going to be sold. And then you're going to do this and this and this. And he was literally saying, okay, God, okay, maybe, you know, the being sold, I'm going in the right direction, maybe Egypt, but now I'm going in the opposite direction to prison.
It's not making sense.
You know, all of that.
First a slave, then a prisoner.
First a slave. And then I'm making my way up on the slave charts or whatever it is. And I get thrown back down into thing. Then I interpret the dreams. Remember me. They go out and years later, forget about me, all that stuff. But then there's so many examples where I feel people, because even the disciples were kind of victims of this when they were talking about, you know, God taking his kingdom and all that stuff.
Yes.
And then they're seeing him on the cross. They had a.
It's not making sense.
What he's saying.
Are you a king?
And what's happening. Right. So sometimes, people, please listen to me. I'm speaking here, being a victim of what I'm saying myself. Mm-hmm. So in case somebody sees me somewhere, they're like, oh, Mr. I know. No. Let's not get it twisted.
Certain of the uncertainty.
No. I do find myself, unfortunately, in those entitled areas or in those I assume one thing and then it's not and then I get upset or whatever.
Because I'm a child of God, so
yes,
therefore I deserve.
And I act childish sometimes, Lord have mercy.
Yeah. Well, this could go on and on for the longest time. There's so much to cover on this because the uncertainty is one of the things that I have come to accept when we speak of uncertainty is that there are some things that we'll probably never understand. And trying to make peace with that and trying to still maintain the faith in God and recognizing that even though things might not make sense, God himself, there's one pastor who said God doesn't need to make sense because he made sense.
Oh, bars. Okay. I like that. Yeah.
So at the end of the day, just trusting in him and trusting that he knows what he's doing. He has his own plan. And my part is to just fall into that plan and do what he tells me to do. But thank you so much, Tapio, for coming through. Really appreciate your time and your insights on the certainty of uncertainty.
Yes. And being certain of God.
Amen.
That's a nice place to end it.
Amen. Amen. All right. So family, if you would like to share with us what you know for sure, after some time with God, after spending time in his word, after some experiences that you might have gone through, please make sure to send us your number and let us know if you'd like to take part in the segment. +27734703520.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.